Baroness heads Mars after boardroom shakeup. 9th of January, 2007. This is Reverend Simulator for Unnews. Stirling, Scotland. Bloody coup at Mars, or Military Armaments Research Syndicate, has come to a close, with Baroness taking over as CEO at the Ailing Arms Company. The multinational corporation has been on shaky fiscal ground since 9/11, when the business paradigm of supply-side terrorist economics was turned on its head. After the defeat of Saddam Hussein by the coalition of the willing forces and the ensuing occupation of Iraq, margins fell to record lows, cutting profits in turn. Mars has been unable to distribute dividends to shareholders for 3 out of the past 5 years. The Baroness of Mars, previous head Destro, said, quote, "Post 9/11, our company's former CEO expected a boom in sales of high-tech weaponry to the many terrorist groups that were gearing up for jihad on the West. Unfortunately, that new reign of terriers failed to produce the predicted boost in the sales of to the Axis of Evil, or indeed to any other evil organization. Indeed, only a few countries in the West increased their budgets, and that money was spent primarily on anti-terror tools like security cameras and bullet-resistant vests to counter our own products," unquote. According to Jane's Defense Weekly, most military arms purchased by First World countries were either produced internally or bought from arms companies based in other allied First World nations. Less than 4% of military budgets went to terror-related companies like Mars, leading to slow sales on products such as the recently modernized HISS, high-speed sentry tank, and the Block 7 Rattler VTOL ground attack aircraft. Vertical takeoff and landing. Cool. Who said this thing? I really should read these things before I actually do the audio. Sorry. All right. Anyway, here's a quote from somebody. Quote, "Unfortunately, Destro's vision of the future has proven to be wrong, and disastrously so. Most rogue nations lack the funds necessary to buy armored vehicles and jet aircraft. The Kim Jong-il regime, for example, spends 1/8 of North Korea's GDP on arms, but that works out to be a mere $5 billion U.S. annually. Most of that goes into their nuclear program, and the remainder is spent on boot polish and giant hats for their border guards. I want to expand Mars operations into uniforms, but was shot down by Destro and his cadre after I presented the cost-benefit analysis at a board meeting," unquote. Oh, that must have been the Baroness there said that. After leaving that meeting, the Baroness CLAW, or Covert Light Aerial Weapon, was brought down by SAMs fired by Destro's elite Iron Grenadiers. She spent 10 days in a coma and several months in hospital recuperating and plotting her revenge after the crash. Quote, Baroness continued, saying, quote, "Big business just can't compete with the mom-and-pop terror supply organizations that are popping up all over the place nowadays. For example, our assault system pod, effective against both aircraft and light armor, has a unit price of well over $1 million, while our competition stumbles across an unused artillery shell, straps a cell phone to it, and markets it as an IED for a couple $100. High-tech terror has fallen by the wayside. With prices like that, who needs to launch a surprise raid on Fort Knox to pay for nuclear weapons anymore?" Unquote. Baroness closed the press conference by announcing a halt on the production of all unprofitable lines with price cuts on remaining stock. Quote, "Our closeout sale prices are so low, you'd think Cobra Commander was in charge." Unquote. Their new line of terror products is expected to be unveiled during Spring Jihad Week in Tehran starting in February. A preview of the line will be shown this Friday on Terror Television with host Gene Baker. This has been Reverend Simulator for Unnews. Thank you for suffering.